Welcome to the Dating Women Radio Show, featuring the coaching of Doc Love, the man that changed the lives of thousands around the world in his lifetime. His legacy continues weekly on this show. Here is your host, Jeff Stevens.
Welcome to an entire segment from the February 10th, 2021 show. Of course, don't forget this show went about an hour. This segment is around 15 minutes or so, and it is courtesy of the Doc Love Club, and you're going to hear some brainwashing. Now, Doc would always tackle brainwashing in the media and poke holes in it. He would usually go after columnists or movies or TV shows, stuff like that. Also, the nice guy doesn't win, the gentleman does, and how do you get more confidence? Plus, there is much more in this segment. Let's get going on it. It is your free segment from February 10th, 2021. By the way I build the Doc Love shows every week is to take classic Doc Love segments and weave them amongst a lot of other content from Doc. This particular segment was from 2005, but Doc's principles never change. In fact, his principles are going to be relevant 100 years from now because they're all based on human nature. All right, here we go.
Here's my brainwashing item for you, Doc.
Okay, buddy.
And, this one's quite long, so, kind of like we do our callers, just feel free to interrupt me as you hear things in here. This is one of my favorite brainwashers. I can't talk today. Cheryl Levin, she does Tales from the Front, and she attempts to advise men, and I put the emphasis on attempts. Let me read this to you here, Doc. Dear Cheryl, I have fallen deeply in love with this person who is 4 years older than me. I'm 59. She'd been in a long-term relationship with a multimillionaire who dumped her for another woman. It still works on her mind. She constantly says she doesn't need anyone, doesn't want a relationship.
Yeah, why is a woman always saying, I don't need a relationship, I don't need a relationship, I don't need a relationship?
Yeah.
That means she's dying for one. Methinks you protest too much, baby.
Well, this guy goes on to write, she does need someone, Cheryl. She needs help around her house and help in making the right decisions. I do work for her part-time. I also help as much as she will let me around the house. She's gone.
He's going to be the butler, huh?
Yeah.
The house cleaner. He's going to work the vacuum cleaner and wash all the clothes for her? Oh, this is a real good position to be in.
That's about what, as it goes on, she has gone so far to say that if she ever did decide to have a relationship, I would be the one that she would have it with. Oh, goody.
Say that again slowly, because that's heavy womanese.
Yeah.
If.
Yeah, she has gone so far as to say, if she ever did decide to have a relationship, I would be the one she would have it with.
No. What she's really saying, if she ever decides to have a relationship, he is definitely the one I will not have a relationship with.
Definitely. I think that, here's more. We go out to eat often, go for rides. We've gone to dances and concerts. We've kissed several times and hug all the time. She knows how I feel about her, but I just can't get it anywhere. Sometimes it's like I don't even exist, but then she comes around and is so nice and loving to me. I'm so confused. I can't.
Well, he's like a little puppy looking for a little home.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah, a little lonely puppy. Please, come and pick me up. Come and love me, please. This guy has no idea of the concept of challenge.
No.
None. He has no idea of the word withdraw.
He's totally available.
Disappear. Too much. And see, what guys don't get is when you disappear and you're not emailing and e-messaging, she's wondering. Wondering is compound interest in the bank. But guys can't get that concept. Their ego and their interest level won't allow them to see it.
She likes me. I like her. She must like me.
She's got to love me back. But he said she. Anytime a woman runs hot and cold, you withdraw. I don't call her. She's got to call me. I'll return the call the next day. If she happens to call me up, I say, hey, babe, I can't talk to you right now. I'm busy. You withdraw. Anytime the interest level drops, anytime you guys get a gut feeling something's awry, you back off. You don't go charging in begging. Please tell me what's wrong. Doesn't work.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. Well, here's his finish to it. I'm so confused. I can't really say in words how much I love this lady. She's almost everything I've ever looked for in a lady. She says that I'm very much a gentleman, kind, courteous, and polite. She said she feels comfortable around me and safe. Please advise me on what I can do, if anything.
Yeah, she also feels bored because this guy's predictable.
Yeah.
Sad. No, it's really... No, here's a guy. He's a good guy. He's bending over backwards, doing everything for this woman, but he must realize that he loses respect. When you lose respect, they don't respect you. There can't be any interest level. So you guys out there, stop playing nursemaid and back off. Be a little more selfish. That's what you got to learn to do. The biggest problem in America and Canada today is the fact that guys bend over backwards for women, and then they get kicked on the teeth and they wonder what happened.
Because the thing is that, as you have said, it just doesn't meet reality. Women do like a challenge. They really do.
Yeah, down deep. They just don't know it. That's all. Most of them don't.
Well, are you ready for the womanese answer here, Doc?
Yeah, here we go.
All right. This is quite long, but I think you'll get a kick out of it. No wonder you're confused. Your friend is sending you mixed signals. She kisses you, then ignores you. She tells you if she had a relationship, it would be with you. Then she says she doesn't need anyone. Ask yourself this question. If you can't have a relationship with her, do you still want to maintain your friendship? If the answer is no, then it's easy. Give her an ultimatum. Tell her.
No. Ultimatums don't work. This guy has no power to give an ultimatum.
Yeah.
And if she had 95% interest level, he wouldn't have to give an ultimatum.
Exactly.
Ultimatums only work on 95% interest level when you don't need it. When you're down there at 53 or 48, you're not going to raise interest level. Well, you better raise your interest level, otherwise I'm walking. Yeah, they'll let the door hit you on the butt on the way out. Come on.
Well, here's another one. Here's another one after she does the ultimatum. I'll skip ahead because I know this is going quite long here, but this is the one that just sent me right over the edge, Doc. This paragraph sent me right over the edge because this is going to get this guy's heart beat up. Okay, now, after the ultimatum thing, she says, now, if you want to maintain a relationship with her no matter what, it's a different story. Tell her, you know I love you, and I think you could love me too. If you give me a chance, we already have a strong friendship. Let's see if there's anything else. Give me a chance to court you, to date you, romance you. All I'm asking you is for you to be open and be open to something good happening in your life.
Talking does not raise interest level.
Right.
Begging lowers interest level.
That's begging.
And let's say the woman's interest level in the guy, let's say, is 55, okay, because he's barely hanging on. When he comes out with this ultimatum, this power play, when he has no power in the relationship, she's going to say, whatever you want, and that's the end of it.
Yeah.
This guy has to disappear. And as far as him working with her, that was a mistake. Running around and doing all those errands like a little errand boy, that was a huge mistake. More brainwashing. There you go, guys. Listen to the female love doctors and you see what's going to happen.
You're going to get your heart beat up and you're going to waste a lot of time and effort and money when you could be with somebody that has real interest level in you.
Yeah.
We're going to get into the callers in this segment in just a second, but let me tell you that you should join the Doc Love Club to get the full show. You get hundreds of hours of audio and hundreds of articles at allgrowsweekly.docloveclub.com. Don't forget also doclove.com/system started everything, and it is the dating book that has changed thousands of lives around the world. It's more than just a dating book. It is a dating and relationship book. It is also a book that really assists you with your life. It will absolutely change your life if you internalize the principles. Check out the You Changed My Life letters at doclove.com/system. Let's finish up this segment as we get into some callers.
Well, Doc, let's take the phone calls now. Our phone lines are jammed. We have no more phone lines open. A bunch of lucky guys on the line right now because they're not going to get brainwashed. Let's move north of the border first. Canada. Jerry, 46 years young from Canada. Jerry, welcome to the Doc Love Show.
Thank you very much. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Jerry. How you doing?
Oh, I'm okay.
Good.
Got your system.
Good.
2 weeks ago, and I just heard that last segment kind of reminded me of me.
Yeah, you're too nice to girls.
Hmm?
You're too nice.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Too compliant, too happy to be there. Can I do this? See, at the end of the first date, Jerry, I want her wondering, how many girls are chasing this guy versus, well, I got this guy in the palm of my hand. Well, I own this guy. That's the thing. You're to go in there, take measured steps, and I don't want you joined at the hip with these women. I want a little bit of a detachment. Like I said, I use this illustration. When you go to buy the automobile, you don't run in and say, hey, here's the checkbook, fill it out, I'll take this car. That's what you're doing in essence. And what the system does, it's going to teach you to slow down and go in slowly, take one step at a time, measured steps, and if she doesn't pass the test, then you dump her.
Yeah. I got so much out of your book. I just want to, you know, commend you on a fine job. And, like, I had a two-year relationship that's just treading water right now, and it's given me a lot more insight on what to do about it.
Yeah, just disappear with it. Let her call you. Don't call her. And don't ask her out. She has to ask you out.
Yeah.
Limit the conversations to 3 minutes. Again, the phone is to get a date. The phone is not to talk on.
Very good.
Oh, Jerry, hey, thanks a lot. I sure appreciate it. Buddy, do me a favor. Memorize it, please. It has to be memorized.
I'm reading it every night.
Good. Do it for the rest of your life, and you won't fail.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry. Thank you for calling.
We got a first-time caller to the show, Jay, 28 years young. Jay, welcome to the Doc Love Show.
A very general question, real quick, about confidence. Do you have any advice to get more boost of confidence, just in general, any type of...
Memorize the book. Have you memorized the book?
I can't say by heart, but yeah, I know pretty good. Yeah.
Tell me what counteroffer means. Tell me about the chapter counteroffer.
It means you wait for her to tell you, and you don't counteroffer yourself. She tells you, and then you only accept a weekday and a Sunday.
Yeah, you got 3/4 of it. You got three. In other words, when you ask the girl out, and she said, "I can't make it that night," she counteroffers another day, right?
Good.
Okay. Good. You're getting there,
wait
guy.
Wait for her to tell you, and you don't offer any date.
Good. Perfect. You got it, guy. Very good. Just keep memorizing it, because you, the student, are going to become me, the teacher. If I were to disappear tomorrow between the three mastery series and the dating dictionaries, you guys have enough material that you can become. Like me, you will become the teacher, because it's all in there. Thank you very much for calling.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
And confidence really comes from product knowledge.
That's right. You got to know what you're doing.
Yeah, it's kind of like you always use the example with computers. Like, you didn't know much about a computer 5 years ago when you got into the business of really. I mean, I know you've been doing a lot longer, but we've really exploded with the advent of the internet in 2000 when you started putting all your materials on the internet. And there was a learning curve with that, and you've gotten more confident with computers. Women is the same thing, and guys have to approach it like that.
It's like if you take tennis lessons for a year, and I don't, and we're both about the same starting out, you're going to be better. Why? Product knowledge. You know how to play tennis. You had the instruction, and I'm going to be your instructor. That's the idea. I'm going to be your sales manager. I'm going to teach you guys to close more deals. That's the whole idea.
Well, let's turn over to New York now. New York, 33 years young. We have Joe on the line. Joe, welcome to the Doc Love Show. Thanks for holding. What's your question, buddy?
Thanks, Jeff. How you doing, Doc?
Good.
Good. I have your dating dictionary.
Yeah.
And I've been studying it more and more.
Good.
And I noticed I'm very good at kind of the opener, like going up to a girl, getting a phone number.
Yeah.
And in the past, before I got your book, I used to call girls, typically 3 days later.
Yeah.
And they used to answer the phone right away. Now that I got your book, I want to try applying challenge much more. And you say don't call less than 5 days.
Yeah, 5 to 9 days, correct.
Right. So every time now that I'm implementing, 5 days later, a week later, they don't answer their phone. So I feel that they think I'm playing games. They don't want to answer the phone.
No, hold it. They don't know. They don't know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And why do you go to their defense? Just in that statement, you're going to. They're doing this because they know I'm doing something wrong. The fact that we have 5 to 9 days is so they're wondering why you're not calling. He didn't call in 3 days, so therefore he's out. And if they do think like that, they're structured, and we want to blow them off anyway.
Okay.
So don't jump to that. And when you call her on Sunday night, and you call her like at 8:30, that's when most women should be home, and you try to get a hold of her. But remember now, a lot of these women, they're screeners. They don't return phone calls. They're never going out with you. They're giving you the phone number for nothing. And I think what you just have here is a little glitch, and you're trying to generalize over something that which really isn't true. The 5 to 9 day rule has been around for 30 years. It works. It works with women who are interested that aren't screeners.
So Doc, what did they say? Where are you calling me from? How come you don't have a cell phone? Like, what would you say?
Well, I'm calling from James Bond's office. I'm in England. That's what I'd say. I would say what Jim Carrey would say. I would say what Robin Williams would say. And it's going to be outrageous. I'm not going to get on the defensive. I'm going forward, man. You're a forward lineman. When they hike that ball, the idea is to go forward, not back up. When they, when they start getting into the hard interview, you get into the clown show, and we're doing improv. We're coming up with funnies. She says, where are you calling from? I said, man, it's cold up here. She says, where are you calling from? I said, I'm calling from the North Pole, but I'll be back in town. I'll be back in town in 5 days. I want to take you out. So listen, Thursday at 7 o'clock, I'll pick you up. What's your address? Well, wait a minute. I didn't say I'd go out with you. Well, you're not. Well, why are we talking? I mean, you actually give your phone numbers out to guys that don't want to go out with you?
Right.
That you're not going to go out with? You got to get this patter down.
Right.
You got to get this speech down. That's the thing. And you play with it. Don't get on the defensive.
Gotcha.
Okay?
Yeah,
anything else?
Thank you.
You got her, buddy. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Another thing, too, with your principles, Doc, is that it's, and that was a great point that just got brought out that I, and maybe some of our, the guys that are listening may have missed, is that, you know, if a woman is going to blow you off because you didn't call within a certain time period, it means that she's structured. And so this, your principles are protecting guys. Not only are they helping guys get to the woman that they really should be with, but they're protecting guys from the women that they should be way away from.
The good book says the truth will set you free, and the information in the dating dictionary comes closest to the truth than any other book out there, than all these other love doctors running around. And that's what you guys have to realize. When you guys started reading my columns before you got the dating dictionary, you're saying, gee, look at this. I don't disagree with anything this guy says. And I cover all the bases. Nothing is left out. You can compare my writing to any other love doctor, and you'll see it's the truth. So you guys up there, you've got to put your nose to the grindstone, and you've got to work. And remember, you got 35 years of my life in that book. And the only way you're going to learn it is by memorizing it and do it exactly as I tell you and listening to the radio show and taking notes.
Don't forget about the contest at DocLove.com and a free dating course at DocLove.com/course. And, of course, DocLove.com also has a free podcast for you. Very much appreciate you listening, and we'll see you next week.